This episode is powered by Poddex. Poddex are unique interview questions and episode starting prompts in the palm of your hand. So whether you're a new podcaster or existing broadcaster looking to grow your audience and have more meaningful conversations, you're going to want to check out Poddex. Now, if you want to get 10% off your order right now, you can go to poddex.com and type in coupon code. What's the code?
Larry21.
Yes, that's the code. Check out poddex.com. Take your podcast to the next level.
Welcome to the True Crime Never Sleeps podcast. We dive into stories of true crime, from unsolved cold cases to historic kidnapping to gangsters and beyond. We are your source for true crime. We thank you for listening. Welcome to the True Crime Never Sleeps podcast. I'm your host, Larry Lease. And on today's episode, we continue our look into cults with our dive into Nexium. But first, we'd like to thank our sponsor, Audible, for sponsoring this episode. If you're looking for the best place to find audiobooks from any kind of genre, check out Audible today. If you sign up today, you can get a three free month trial and a free audiobook of your choice at audibletrial.com/Larry21. Check them out today and help support the show. And without further ado, let's begin. Nexium was found in 1998 by Keith Raniere and Nancy Salzman. Originally, it was a self-help and personal development organization that offers courses and seminars to help individuals reach their full potential. The focus was on the teaching of executive success programs, which promised to help attendees to improve their professional and personal lives. In its early years, Nexium was successful in recruiting a diverse array of members, including business people, entrepreneurs, and wealthy individuals. Many were drawn to the organization's promises of self-improvement and success. However, as the organization grew, its practices became increasingly secretive, and members were discouraged from discussing Nexium with outsiders. The group's leaders began to exert more control over their followers, and the focus of the organization's teachings shifted from self-improvement to obedience and loyalty to the leadership. As the group evolved, its leadership and teachings began to change in a way that could be considered controversial. The curriculum of the courses went from practical and professional-oriented to more philosophical and spiritual. During this time period, many members left, while the remaining members became more and more devoted to the leadership. They gradually stopped engaging with their friends and family, stopped participating in their own businesses, and stopped consuming any media which is not approved by the organization. By this point, Nexium had transformed into a secretive and controlling organization, while its leaders exerting a powerful influence over their followers. Keith Raniere, also known as Vanguard, was the founder and leader of Nexium. He positioned himself as a guru figure, spiritual leader, and teacher. He claimed to have a unique understanding of human potential and the ability to help individuals achieve their goals. As the organization grew, his influence within the group grew as well. He became known for his charismatic speaking style, and many followers were drawn to his teachings. Raniere was also a very polarizing figure. Some people hailed him as a genius, while others were suspicious of his intentions. He had a reputation of being very controlling and manipulator, as well as a womanizer. The inner circle of Nexium was dominated by women, and he had many sexual relationships with members of the organization. Raniere's teachings began to focus on his own personal philosophy and spiritual beliefs, which the inner circle of Nexium referred to as the Rational Inquiry. The inner circle of Nexium began to see him as a visionary with unique abilities and insights. Some people went as far as calling him a messiah. He established himself as a leader of the group by being the only one who was deemed to have the knowledge and ability to teach the high-level courses that the group offered. His teachings and methods could be considered unorthodox, and members had to surrender control of their lives to him and the organization. By the time that Nexium was under investigation, Keith Raniere had become the absolute leader of the organization, with complete control over its members, their thoughts, and their actions. Like we discussed previously, Nexium offered a variety of programs, including the executive success programs. which were self-help and personal development courses. These courses aimed at helping individuals achieve their goals in business and life. However,
save big money on your next project now at Menards. Update your home with low-maintenance vinyl windows from Jeld-Wen. They're durable, energy efficient, and are low maintenance. Menards carries over 100 different size and style options in stock, ready to take home today. Save big on Jeld-Wen windows now at Menards. And don't forget to check out our flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5HETIDE.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5HETIDE.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.
As the organization grew, the focus of the courses shifted to obedience and loyalty to the leadership rather than self-improvement. The inner workings of Nexium were highly secretive and exclusive, only available to members who had progressed through the organization's ranks. The deeper teachings and inner workings of the group were only revealed to those who had reached the highest levels. One of the most notorious practices of Nexium was the secret society known as DOS, which was led by Keith Raniere. DOS was only open to women, and members were required to give collateral in the form of embarrassing or compromising information or materials that could be used against them if they spoke about the organization's activities. As part of their membership, women were required to follow strict rules and were subject to strict physical, mental, and emotional discipline, as well as public shaming if they did not comply. In addition to that, the organization also had a pyramid scheme-like structure where members were expected to recruit new members and earning commission based on the new members they bring in. The inner workings of Nexium were deeply concerning, with many practices and methods that could be considered as manipulative, exploitive, and controlling. The group was marked by an extreme level of secrecy and control, with members' lives being dominated by the group's teaching and demands. Before we continue, give us a thumbs up if you like our video, subscribe to the channel, and hit the bell notification button to be notified of future videos. In 2017, the New York Times ran a series of articles about Nexium, which brought the organization and its practices to public attention. The articles exposed the secretive inner workings of the group, as well as the disturbing practices of the secret society, DOS. This led to a number of former members coming forward to speak about their experiences within the organization. The publicity led to a number of investigations into Nexium and its leaders, including Keith Raniere. The group faced a number of criminal charges, including sex trafficking, racketeering, and forced labor. In 2018, Keith Raniere was arrested in Mexico and brought back to the U.S. to face charges. Other leaders of Nexium, including Nancy Salzman and Allison Mack, were also arrested and charged with various crimes. The court case exposed many more details of the inner workings of the organization, and many of the former members testified against the leadership and their practices. Raniere was found guilty on all charges and is currently awaiting sentencing. Several other members of the organization, including Salzman, were also convicted and sentenced to prison. The downfall of Nexium was a result of a combination of investigative journalism and criminal charges brought against its leaders. The group's practices and methods were exposed to the public, and many former members came forward to speak about their experiences. The case received a lot of media coverage, and it brought a great deal of attention to the dangers of cults and the importance of investigating such organizations before they could do more harm. So in conclusion, Nexium was a controversial organization that presented itself as self-help and personal development group, but was eventually exposed as what it really was, a secretive and controlling cult led by Keith Raniere. Like we said, the downfall of Nexium came as a result of investigative journalism and criminal charges brought against its leaders. The group's practices and methods were finally exposed to the public, and many former members were able to speak out about their experiences. It is important to remember that Nexium is not an isolated case. there are many other organizations, both big and small, which may use similar tactics. This episode was aimed to educate you, the listeners, about the warning signs of cults and how to spot them. So to wrap up, True Crime Never Sleeps has provided an in-depth look at the inner workings of NXIVM, its leadership, teaching, and practices. We've shown the dangers of cults and the importance of critical thinking, research, and questioning the legitimacy of these organizations. If you enjoyed the podcast and are looking for more information or to have a conversation about this topic, leave a comment in the comment section below, or you can find us on Facebook and Twitter. Just search True Crime Never Sleeps Podcast. Your feedback is appreciated and will help us create even more informative content. And if you want to support the channel, you can buy us a coffee at buymeacoffee.com/TCNS. And as always, thank you so much for watching and listening. And don't forget to subscribe on Good Pods. And we will see you next time.
You have been listening to the True Crime Never Sleeps Podcast. Thank you for listening. You can follow us on Facebook at True Crime Never Sleeps Podcast and on Twitter at True Crime NS. And follow us on Instagram at True Crime Never Sleeps. Thanks for watching. If you want to support the show, buy us a coffee at buymeacoffee.com/TCNS or become a patron at patreon.com/True Crime Never Sleeps.